This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 615. Today we hear from Ian, who asks,
I've been watching the Leonard Bernstein Unanswered Question Lecture series of videos, which you linked to a while back. Great television, great performance art, and what an amazing erudite gent he was. I felt my IQ going up just watching. But I felt the usual frustration. I keep seeing these amazing music theory videos and art theory videos, but never anything decent about fiction writing. The closest would be the likes of John Truby on script writing. What gives? Are there no compelling resources out there delivered by professionals in the field?
No.
Other than, for example, things like this podcast or Dave Farland's Daily Kick in the Pants, that's where this kind of stuff is. Fiction writing is a much more closely mentorship-driven field. And I think part of it is because there isn't the right kind of appetite, I suppose, on the part of the public to get into the ins and outs of story structure and stuff like that that goes in on fiction writing. But maybe I'm wrong. Let me throw it back to you, Ian. If you were to see something like this for fiction writing, what kind of stuff would you want it to cover? Maybe someone's seen something like that. Maybe BBC did something about that, either on radio or on TV a while ago. They used to do stuff like that quite a lot. There was one point where Jimmy Carr had a radio series where he just examined different kinds of jokes and the architecture of humor. They've been known to do stuff like that before, so the resource might actually be out there, but be kind of obscure and hard to find. So if you write back in talking about what kind of stuff you would like to see in that sort of series, maybe it'll ring a bell for me or for Kitty or for one of the listeners. Someone may have found the resource you're looking for and not be aware of it.
I can't think of any resource on theory of fiction writing, but you mentioned story structure, and I think that does exist. That's everything written by Joseph Campbell and every interview by Joseph Campbell. That's the theory of myth and story.
All right, so Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth is not organized in a way to be super useful for the fiction writer, but it will give you a vocabulary that can help you access other stuff that that's based on the Jungian tradition. And what Jung basically did was to map human psychoneurology onto mythic storytelling structures and show the relationship between them. Campbell's pretty good for popularizing that. And so Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth, hosted by Bill Moyers, is a fairly accessible 101 level intro to it. And of course, you can always read Campbell's enormous 4-book world mythology series, which is, I found vaguely unsatisfying because by the time I read him, I was familiar enough with the material that he was covering to have an idea of where he was oversimplifying to the point where it wasn't quite honest anymore. So I have a love-hate relationship with Campbell because he opened a lot of doors for me and he did some great work, but he was also crippled by a bit of tunnel vision. But as long as you're taking scholars for what they can offer rather than looking for a personal guru, you can get amazing mileage out of even the most imperfect scholar. And imperfect though he was, Joseph Campbell was really good at what he did. So there's a recommendation with caveats. There must have been more about this kind of stuff. I mean, BBC had to have interviewed Orwell, for example. Orwell, C.S. Lewis did a lot of work with BBC. He was a much better literary critic than he was a writer. Those of you in the Commonwealth who have listened to a lot of old BBC radio, let me know what you think, because I guarantee you, you probably have better media resources than we do here in the U.S. Of course, if you want to get into books on the subject, you can dive a lot deeper. But in terms of the kind of broadly accessible, very complex, erudite introduction like you're getting from Bernstein to music, that kind of resource is harder to find. So anyone who's got something like that, please send it in. We'll make a resource page for it here. Thank you very much for the question, Ian, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.